1-800-700-0511, 1-800-700-0511, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you tried to crank up your AC and it doesn't work? Uh-oh, you might need a new one. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling can install one for you. Any brand you want. They service a lot of them. Call Premier Heating and Cooling to ask about all manufacturers and utility rebates available. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingandcooling.net. Why Premier? They're family owned with over 25 years in the residential and commercial business here in the St. Louis area. All of their technicians are certified and factory trained, and they've completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded. They do both residential and commercial. The website again, premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the hot summer season. It's Premier Heating and Cooling. Give them a call and be comfortable this summer. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc., I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Feeling hungry, folks? My KFC $5 fill-up will fill you up with a whole chicken dinner, even if it's lunch. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
FM.
Women breastfeeding in public.
I'm all for that. It's their breast. If they want to feel them, yeah, who cares? Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the 7-7-15, the July 7th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Brought to you by one of our longest-running advertisers. I believe the second longest-running advertiser we have, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Hello to Tom Price. Hello to Crystal. Hello to TJ. Hello to Adam. Hello to everybody who does such a terrific job transforming people's kitchens and bathrooms to make their home their dream home.
Hey!
of introductions. The control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi. Oh, my.
I
almost had a stumble there. I did have a stumble. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course. With Stiefel Nicholas. And something that came to me, if you can call them for a first opinion or you can call them for a second opinion on all your financial needs. Yes, you can both
I think
of
what
them.
You meant say you can call them as a first opinion.
Yes, you can call them as a first opinion or as a second opinion.
Wow.
Yes, you can do both.
Well said.
Yes.
They'll sit you down.
They
for
will?
For phone number more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
The inside stuff is so funny for us, and we do the show for us. I've tried to make that clear. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You know, a lot of times I get emails from people saying, 18 years and you guys have never been shot at or tackled or beaten up. Why is that and how is that? Well, here's why. Hebe Jimenez, right there. One name is the answer. This guy provides top-notch security and has for us the entire 18 years. Hebe, you may have very well saved our lives. Thank you so much for that. That's Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy, and I appreciate this so much. Rat Boy, I really do. He likes to patronize our sponsors whenever. He is working with Thompson Price right now on a new kitchen. And he's having them design. It's not a. It wasn't a wine cellar. What kind of cellar was it?
Cheese.
A cheese cellar.
Oh, for him, not, yeah.
But some think cheese about it. Needs to be kept out of light and in a
cool, in a cool environment.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that. Good for you, Rat Boy. Something nobody else will have in their home. You go to sell it. Oh, and we have a cheese cellar.
Yeah, that's gonna some aged cheddar down there.
That is gonna be impressive to the potential buyer. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Thank you. And so I understand that Bill Cleveland, who's in Kansas City now, cannot join us.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure he's on a very, very tight schedule. With
yeah, what was his excuse?
Riding around with his dad.
He didn't even give you an excuse?
No, he didn't give an excuse.
You know what this
I think you would at least have to make something up.
No, it's his way of making us think that everything is so programmed and planned, and he's got this and he can't throw off his schedule. I'm meeting with the Chamber of Commerce. I can't do that then. It's to impress his dad.
I'm going down the great big giant slide, 17-story slide.
Had he been with us, he'd have been brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And I talked to the owner, Dave McNutt. I talked to him this morning. Hey, that's his name now. Come on. Huh. And he said, business is good, and the app thing is really taking off. And lots of people are using that app. Good for you. And if you don't, you want to call them, 314-652-3456. The number's been there. They've had that number forever and ever and ever. Amen, according to Randy Travis. Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I was a customer for the first time 19 years ago. It's somewhere around 18 or 19 years. And it was for our kitchen. And it's a big decision. I agonized over it more than my wife. She didn't have to pay for it. And it wasn't inexpensive. But like a lot of things, when you do it right and you pay people who know what they're doing, you're happy for a long, long time. When you do it the cheap way and you get a great price, but you realize, oh, my goodness, if we had it to do over, we would have done it the right way. You're not happy for a long time. You know what? You're real happy for a couple of days or weeks. You go, hey, look what we got done for $8,000. And then you realize there's a reason it was $8,000 for the whole kitchen. They don't play that way. They don't work that way. They're not in that business. They're in the business of doing it right. They're perfectionists and they're artists. They are. And like all creative people, because you have to be very creative to transform a kitchen or a bathroom, they have ways they do things, and you're not ever going to talk them into doing it second rate. Now, you can give them other ideas. You may change. They may suggest a color or a fixture. And I think I'd go with this. Well, that's a matter of taste. That's not a matter of quality. Different people have different tastes, and it's your kitchen. It should be done the way you want it. But they don't do shoddy work, and they're not going to take the cheap way out just to save a couple of bucks, do inferior work. They don't do that. And they also don't overcharge you. You will get every dollar's worth from Thompson Price. You want to see a little of what they do? There's a showroom in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. Go in there. Go in there and look around. Ask some questions. Go to their website, thompsonprice.com. And remember, you want to see the name Price in the company you're dealing with, just to avoid any confusion. Coming up next month, I'm going to mention this now because I need your help. St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Now, folks, there's only twice a year that we come to you and say, help us here. We just did it a couple months ago with St. Jude Children's Hospital through Window World. And now we do it for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. This is a charity that is not directly connected in any way to an advertiser. The St. Jude thing is a Window World. Window World has become a partner with St. Jude. They've been doing it for years, and we're happy to help them. This is simply something the station gets involved in every year to help raise money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I'm big on local charity. I like to know that the money stays here, because there are plenty of people right around us who need help. Plenty of cancer patients that need assistance. Plenty of research that needs to be done. Plenty of equipment that they have to have that sometimes they can't afford, whether it's wheelchairs. The other thing about the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is they give money and funds to other cancer. For example, other cancer charities like Friends of Kids with Cancer. Okay? So we need some money. We're going to need it. We got a little time, but I don't want to wait till the last minute. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You can email me with a suggestion as to how we could raise money. I'm looking for, I don't know, 10 grand or so. And if you have a good suggestion, look, if you emailed me and said, Frank, if you'll invite me over to your house and I'll have dinner with you and your wife, I'll do that. If you want to pay a tremendous amount of money, I'll do that. I'm a very private person. I'll let you come to my house if you want to give them a bunch of money. There's nothing in it for me except I'd feel good and you'd feel good. If you want me to drive you around, I'll be your driver and fine. I'll do that. You want me to come to your house for dinner? I did this one time. I had a couple years ago, and it was for charity. They paid $3,000 for me. And how about this? All I had to do was go eat dinner at their house, and it was a great home-cooked meal. And for that, they paid $3,000. They were wonderful people. I'm sure if I could ever find them again, they'd remember it. It was in Troy, Missouri, and I was kind of nervous and apprehensive. I didn't know where I was going. I had directions. Found the house. They couldn't have been nicer. That was what they wanted to do. They wanted to have me and my wife over for dinner. Now, let's say you are ready to exit this world, and you don't want to go to Oregon for assisted suicide, and Dr. Kevorkian's not around anymore. You could come to my house and let my wife cook you a meal. And you could die. You could die that way. Seriously, we need to raise some money, and sometimes I think I have a good idea, and it doesn't go over as well as I thought. You know, when we tried to offer this last time around raffle tickets, so you pay $200-$300, you then have a ticket, and there's a drawing, and then the winner, let's say, goes to dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife. Well, we tried that, and I'm willing to try it again. It's a lot easier to have one or two people get into a bidding war about something like that, and you end up with a big pile of money. I want to make it fun for everybody. Look, I know that you get tired of people asking you for money. That's why we only do this twice a year. You won't hear from me about this again till next year. And I don't want to wait till the holidays, because that's when everybody's hitting you up. So St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, in the next 3-4 weeks, I welcome your suggestions. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. There's a battery that's called, it's a 1-2-3 battery. It's not a AA, it's not a AAA. I think you all know a AAA battery is thinner, skinnier battery than a AA. 1-2-3 is a very popular battery for cameras and flashlights. It's a squatty. You know what it is, Pian? It's a little squatty battery. It looks like you took a double A and kind of smashed it down, and it got
fatter.
Isn't
it also called a B sometimes?
I only know it as 1, 2, 3 because they all say 1, 2. If you Google 1, 2, 3 batteries, they'll come up. Listen to this. This is a great example, and I'm starting to understand why so many people go to Amazon for certain things. I had a good buddy, Craig. Hello, Craig, if you're listening. He buys a lot of batteries, and I buy a lot of batteries. At my home, all the time, I keep in a box in AA, AAA, 9-volt, C-cell, D-cell, disc batteries, the 2025, the most popular disc battery. I keep on hand at all times around 100, 150 batteries at my house.
Oh.
I'm running low on 1, 2, 3s. Now, I've done this before. You walk into Walgreens or any store, and they'll have 1, 2, 3 batteries. They're generally about $7 a piece. And you almost always need two. So there's $15, $14, $15. My buddy Craig said, don't ever, ever do that again. Do what I do. He goes to Amazon. They just shipped them to me yesterday. I bought 48 1, 2, 3 batteries at $1.50 a piece.
Wow.
Not $7. Now, how can there be that big a difference in pricing for batteries? And you say, well, maybe the ones that are expensive in the store are alkaline. No, these are lithium, even better, $1.50 a piece. So sometimes it kind of pays to look around. I couldn't think of the stamps yesterday. I thought of them this morning. We were talking about in the old days, people would collect stamps.
Oh, I just thought of them.
What?
S&H
green stamps, yes. That's it. S&H.
I just thought of it.
Thought of it this morning. You collect your stamps, you paste them in a book, you get so many books, and you go get a barbecue grill or something. And so Dan and I, after off the air yesterday, we happened to think about Sir Walter Raleigh and Bel Air cigarettes. If you smoked either, because they were the same company, there was a coupon in the pack of cigarettes. You save the coupons. And I still remember the TV commercials. And what's funny is that now that we think of cigarettes as unhealthy, it seemed like everything you could redeem them for was sport-related. Kayak, fishing equipment, tennis rackets. That's what you redeem your coupons for. And we knew people. I think my dad on occasion would smoke those just for the sole purpose of getting those coupons. I think my dad was a Lucky Strike smoker when he smoked.
Oh, that the non-filter ones?
No, his were filtered, but I think that's what he smoked. And is it Pall Mall or Pall Mall?
Pall Mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
We used to mispronounce that. The White House, 4th of July, was not lit up red, white, and blue. Somebody explain this to me. The White House was lit up in rainbow colors for gay marriage.
Yeah.
But it wasn't lit up red, white, and blue for the 4th of July. That's all. I'm just throwing that out as one of the many things that I don't understand sometimes. The independence of this country is, I think, a pretty big deal. I think the gay marriage thing was a big deal. Whether you're for it or against it, it's a huge deal. And they light the White House up in rainbow colors, yet I don't believe they lit it up. If I'm wrong, let me know and send me a picture, but I don't believe they did. Because I saw several different articles with people going, what the you-know-what, that we didn't do that, but we did the other thing. Elliot Davis, if you're listening, dial it back, okay? I watched this guy last night. This is the you-paid-for-it guy. And I think sometimes when he runs out of real legitimate things, he goes after just anything and tries to turn it into a big deal. He's hammering some guy last night about hiring his wife. This guy was a county supervisor in some little town, and he put his wife on the payroll. And I felt actually, Elliot makes me cheer for the other guy sometimes because I felt bad for this guy. Because there he is. He shows up with a microphone and a camera. Elliot Davis, you paid for it. And he's all over this guy about, why did you hire your wife? Isn't that nepotism? And the guy goes, yeah, I guess it. Why did you hire her? He said, because she's good at the job. And I thought one answer he gave was very good. He said, I need somebody in this job I can trust, and I trust her. She's my wife. That would have shut, to me, the conversation down. Not Elliot.
No.
He just kept going after him. But do you think that's right?
He wants confrontation.
He does. And first of all, there is no law that says in that job you can't hire your wife.
Yeah.
And it just may very well be that she's better for the job than other people. It's possible. So, Elliot, stick to the really serious, serious stuff. Jerry Weintraub is dead. Jerry Weintraub, wow. You talk about a successful movie producer and concert promoter. That's Jerry Weintraub. Dead at 77, lived in Palm Desert, California. If you don't know who he is, you actually know his work. The movie Oh God with George Burns, that was produced by Jerry Weintraub. He also managed John Denver's career for quite a while. He convinced Elvis Presley and Colonel Tom Parker to put Elvis on tour. Elvis had never done tours. I think we all know how many concerts. Elvis Presley, my goodness, that's Jerry Weintraub. And it reinvigorated Elvis's career. Frank Sinatra retired. Weintraub brought him out of retirement and put him in Madison Square Garden, the main event, Frank Sinatra. It was a gigantic success, and Sinatra's career was brought back to life. Bob Dylan went to Weintraub and said, manage me, take my career. After Bob Dylan watched a Neil Diamond concert in Las Vegas, which was put on by Jerry Weintraub. Jerry Weintraub managed The Carpenters, The Main Ingredient, The Moody Blues, The Beach Boys. He produced movies like Oh God, Diner, The Karate Kid Part 2, Pure Country, The Specialist, Vegas Vacation, The Avengers, Nancy Drew, Soldier, the remake, '01 remake of Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Those are Jerry Weintraub. This man, if you want to read an interesting book, and I told you, I read a book every 4 years. Not proud of it, but there aren't a lot of books that get my attention. This one did. It's called His Way, and it's a it's also a documentary. It was released and broadcast on HBO in 2011. You can find it. It is based on the autobiography of Jerry Weintraub. What a fascinating guy. A guy who made millions, lost millions, went bankrupt, came back out of it. Those are the people that I am fascinated by. The people who lose everything come back big. And that's Jerry Weintraub. I'm surprised he was only 77. So again, it's called His Way, the story of Jerry Weintraub. He also did a handshake deal with Whoopi Goldberg to do another a sequel to Oh God, but it never materialized because there was never a script that came along that they both felt was the right script. Jared Fogle, the guy that I just can't stand, the Subway guy who I have always said looked like a geek, a weirdo, a creep. He's a horrible spokesman. He's terrible on camera. And after all these years, you'd think Jared Fogle would be better. No, he looks on TV on a Subway commercial exactly as nervous and out of place as he did on the first one. And now, this morning, the feds, with a warrant, went into Jared Fogle's house looking for child pornography. In 2007, Jared Fogle was linked to porn at Indiana University. He ran an adult video rental business out of his bedroom. Now, nothing illegal about that, but there's another connection here. Russell Taylor is the former executive of Jared Fogle's Jared Foundation. He was arrested and sentenced to jail on charges of not only possessing but producing child porn. And this is his former executive director. So they had a relationship. A lot of smoke here for there not to be any fire. And I may be wrong, but I don't think the feds come into your house at 6:30 in the morning unless they have pretty good reason to think something's going on there.
Yeah, and I think his wife and kids ended up leaving. He was sitting in an FBI car while they were going through the house.
Yeah, which in itself doesn't mean he's guilty.
No.
But the connection he had with this other guy, the other guy was a bad guy, a lot of child porn. So we'll see. You remember the Jared Fogle story? He became a spokesperson. What year do you think he started?
Oh, my goodness.
I would guess
94?
98.
Early 2000. Oh. Seems longer.
Yeah, it does.
Remember how much he lost?
I don't remember how much it was.
250.
Whoa.
He lost 250 pounds by eating Subway sandwiches and walking. Really?
It was just one sandwich, didn't it? It was one specific sandwich.
Well, by the time they made a marketing campaign out of it.
And he would walk to the Subway to eat.
Yeah. Great story, Jared. See you in prison. We'll see how this shakes out. But I just never could look. He in that flow. You know, you'd think after a while they'd groom him into being a really good, effective spokesperson. But I couldn't watch the guy. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy takes his wife to her high school reunion. Now, this is always an awkward thing. When she goes to your high school reunion, have you done this yet, Peon? I've never been to one.
I've been to a couple.
Hers or yours?
Mine.
Well, yeah.
Mine actually is 20th of this year.
Well, she should go to yours. You don't have to go to hers. That's the way it should work.
Crazy.
This guy takes his wife to her reunion. So he meets her friend, you know, it's one of those nights because she's yapping it up with her little girlfriends and they haven't seen each other for a while and former schoolmates, and they're sitting at the table. He's bored out of his mind, and the band fires up at this anniversary. This is a reunion, and people get up and start dancing. And there's one guy who goes out on the dance floor, and this guy starts moonwalking and breakdancing and doing backflips. Favorite music. And I mean, people's jaws are dropping. This guy does every dance move in the world. And as the wife turns to the husband, this is her reunion. She says, "You see that guy? You see that guy out there on the dance floor jumping around, jumping up and down, breakdancing?" He says, "Yeah." She says, "Well, 25 years ago, he proposed to me, and I turned him down." Her husband says, "Well, it looks like he's still celebrating."
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, it does look like they've cleared what was ever on westbound 5564 before the Poplar. That's thinned out, but boy, everywhere else is kind of a mess. We're looking at westbound 364 now from Amiot all the way up through the Veterans Bridge. It is stop and go. We have the same thing on eastbound 40, eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway East all the way up through Highway 270. Westbound 40, you're jammed up from Grand out through McCausland. Slow again, 170 to 270, then from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, it's a solid jam now between 370 through around the bend of New Florissant. Southbound 170 is slow from Olive down through Highway 40. Northbound 170, that's heavy from St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport Road. Southbound 270, stop-and-go pockets from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry, and it's going to remain slow pockets from that point through Gravois. Looks like southbound 141 is heavy just a little bit south of Big Bend down through 44 and then between Gravois Bluffs and Highway 21. And westbound 70, we're still running slow from Shreve out through Jennings Station Road from Highway 170 to 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. It's getting hot in here and not just the temperature. If you are sweating your deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello? Hello?
You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us?
Just discovered your show, and you're the best thing that's hit talk radio, and I can't remember when.
Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Call us at 314-453-5555 and tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
314-453-5555. Some comments might be used on the air. You listen to us. We listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS.
Frank, I really think we need an American Home Shield home warranty.
But we have homeowners insurance.
I'm worried about our home appliances and systems breaking down, like our air conditioner. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover any of that. A home warranty does.
But homeowners insurance covers stuff that might happen, like a meteor crashing into our house or a Bigfoot attack.
A Bigfoot attack?
There's a Bigfoot outside now.
That's the neighbor's dog.
Mm-mm, sounds like a Bigfoot.
Homeowners insurance can cover the things that might happen, like Bigfoot destroying your home. But an American Home Shield home warranty covers what will happen, like your home systems and appliances breaking down. Protect your budget from covered breakdowns of up to 21 major home systems and appliances, your air conditioner, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-9415. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply.
Pretty sure that's a Bigfoot.
For valuable free information about an American Home Shield home warranty, call 1-800-900-9415. 1-800-900-9415.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program. And it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. The Rosetta Stone language immersion technology is the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. To prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're giving you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-616-1077.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-616-1077. That's 1-800-616-1077.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
July has got to be the best month of the year with big celebrations, vacations, and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If firing up the barbecue grill and relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? Well, this is the perfect time to take advantage of Suburban Leisure Center's clearance sale, where you can save up to 50%. You can get what you need to have a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands and gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. Right now, you're in luck because you could save up to 50% while you still have plenty of time to enjoy summer. Bottom line, it's barbecues and more and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day? Time to get DynaGreen's perfect garden hose. DynaGreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, DynaGreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse.
Michael Torello's created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects.
You can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music. Just visit 44wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 44wholetones.com. 44wholetones.com.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. You've heard the expression, bigger is better. Well, that's not necessarily true when it comes to funeral homes. Here at J.B. Smith, we're large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the understanding your family deserves. We offer one-of-a-kind customer service, and our professionals will be with you every step of the way when planning a memorial, cremation, or burial service. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, providing hometown values and personalized service for over 80 years.
Looking to do some home improvement? Well, Jamie Roberts of Siding Express, a James Hardy Preferred Remodeler, said their low-price fixed bid guarantee on James Hardy siding, it should get your attention. Jamie is so confident he'll provide the lowest price without surprise charges, he'll give you a $100 gift card if he can't beat a James Hardy Preferred Remodeler bid. So before you hire a contractor, get three bids and make Siding Express one of them. Call 636-578-0033 or visit SidingExpress.com.
We're going to jump right in here, about a minute short, maybe two, so let's get on with it, get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say. We're still headed for Dallas?
Yes.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah. That's where Mike Evans is, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. By now, I think you know they're next door to each other. Talked to a good friend of mine just 2 days ago. He said, I've never been to Annie Gunn's, and I said, well, we need to fix that. So he promised me that in the near future, he would take his wife, and I got a feeling that night, it's going to be a real good night for him if he takes her to Annie Gunn's. Gift cards are always a great idea from either one. On the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, that's where they're located. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, here from Dallas, Texas, is Mike Evans.
You late.
Have you started picking up a little Dallas, a Texas accent yet?
No, I don't do that kind of thing, huh?
See, he's right.
I don't do that. Y'all might be doing that, but I'm fixing not to do that.
No,
over here.
You're right. You have not picked any of it up. What's going on?
Parker's question, name the name of a star who lived most of his childhood in a commune, attended Harvard, and won an Oscar. Matt Damon, Richard Dreyfuss, Kevin Spacey, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Answer in just a minute. I got love, I got marriage, I got death. Some are old stories, but probably some new twist to them. First, death. The reason Simon Cowell moved from Los Angeles back to England was the strong love he had for his mother and her failing health. When she died Sunday, Simon completely canceled all of his production for the next 30 days. And while Michael and Joe Douglas's mom were, it was in her 90s, they were very, very close. When I used to play golf 3 or 4 times a week with Joe Douglas, it was quite normal for his mom to call a couple of times a week while we were playing on the cell phone. They were very, very close, although she had divorced Kirk Douglas about 25 years ago.
You know what? And that crushed Kirk. I talked to Kirk Douglas about that divorce.
You're kidding.
No, and I said...
You should have recorded, Franco.
Well, I did. I said, Kirk, how do you feel about the divorce from your wife? Here it is. I'll play it for you. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow.
Man, that's something.
That's that.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that was him.
Marriage notes. Mila and Ashton didn't get married for love. Lawyers suggested they get married for their child, taxes, inheritance, insurance, etc. That's why they got married. Mm. I guess that makes sense. Mm. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Billy Joel marrying his fiancée that's 33 years younger was something she just insisted on. That's a May-December relationship. I told you what May season December, which is Santa Claus.
Well, enjoy it while you can, Billy. Way to go.
There you go. Now, love, the Kardashians. They've outdone themselves. They've allowed their 17-year-old daughter, Kylie, to buy a $2.1 million mansion so she could set up house with her illegal 26-year-old boyfriend. And no, the parents do not have a key to the house.
Well, they shouldn't. That's their own private place.
Yeah.
Those Kardashians. They're so
They're so skanky.
So special.
Yeah.
Just normal, everyday kids.
Yeah.
All this week, I've been going to tell you about celebrities who can't stand each other. Today, Angelina Jolie. And Johnny Depp. It started when they worked together in the movie The Tourist. Angelina and Depp did not get along. Angelina said that he was a total jerk, unprofessional, and if that's not enough, she said he stunk, had bad breath. She almost threw up every time she had a kiss.
You know what, though? He looks like a guy who might not smell good.
No, apparently he doesn't.
And Susan Sarandon, I've said many times, looked like she probably doesn't use deodorant.
I would agree to that completely. Now, if you kissed Angelina Jolie, would you make sure you smelled good?
No, I just hold my breath and kiss her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wait, she doesn't stink. It's Depp I wouldn't kiss. Yeah, I'd kiss Angelina, sure.
I figure you probably have.
Okay, you got me.
Date in history, July 7th, 1898. Congress passes a resolution providing the annexation, making a legal territory out of my home, Hawaii.
Oh, that's great.
It's a beautiful, very, very big celebration there back in Hawaii on the state.
I would imagine.
But not as big as Lay Day.
As what?
Lay Day?
Lay Day. And everybody gets laid in Hawaii.
Are you kidding?
No.
You get laid with the flowers.
Yes.
Yeah, what else? Yeah.
What did you think I meant?
Oh,
were you talking
know.
Nasty?
No, I don't know what I was thinking.
Were you thinking vaginas?
Oh, my goodness.
Always.
Yeah, when are we not thinking of that? And finally.
Okay. And finally. There I you have go. A lot
See,
more, but,
well, he can take a cue.
All cues.
He can take
you
a blatant cue. Okay. Professionalism.
Yeah.
Name the name of the star who lived most of his childhood in a commune, but ended up attending Harvard and won an Oscar. Matt Damon, Richard Dreyfuss, Kevin Spacey, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Lived in a commune.
What do you think? I'll go Kevin Spacey.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I will, again, match someone in the room and say Kevin Spacey.
Answer's Matt Damon.
Oh.
I'm Matt Damon. Kevin Dallas, Texas. Well, take care, y'all. Stay up and talk to you, my
face. They picked up a little accent down there.
Yeah.
We haven't done well the past couple of days.
No, we're not. We're not
Shut
doing
out.
Well. We
None
need
of
to start studying more. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Precision Coatings is a painting company. I saw a commercial on TV this morning for a painting company, and it was some franchise national thing. I'm sure they may be okay. I like for services like this. I like family, local businesses. A couple of guys, Dan, Josh, father-in-law, son-in-law, crew of painters. They're professional painters. They know how to paint. I know that sounds simplistic, but there are lots of things that people try to tackle themselves. And painting is one of them because on the surface, it seems like, well, I'm going to go get we know the color. And they'll, you can go yourself and get the perfect color, and maybe you can even calculate how many gallons you might need. Somebody at the store will help you get the right roller or the brushes. That's the easy part. Painting is like artwork. If you don't know what you're doing, when you finish it, you're going to stand back and go, ugh, boy, look at that. That didn't work out the way we want. It's because you didn't have professionals do it, unless you're really good at it. And the other thing is, most of you listening, you got no business getting up on ladders and stuff. Let them do it. Paint the inside of your house, the outside of your house. They do power washing. And you folks that have decks, and there are thousands of you, how old is that deck? And what's it really made out of? And have you gotten up under it to look at the support beams? No, probably not. What kind of shape is it in? Is there the possibility that in the near future, the people you care about in your family or friends could fall through there and somebody gets seriously hurt? It happens a lot. It happens, though, only to people who put undue stress on the deck that can't take it anymore, and they need to be refurbished. And Precision Coatings does lots of deck refurbishing. I'm getting a lot of good response and emails about these people. You want it done right? You want professional painters to do it or professionals to refurbish that deck? Precision Coatings, 636-244-5243, Precision Coatings.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it's been pretty busy out there throughout the afternoon, and it remains that way. If you're traveling on westbound 40, things are jammed up from Compton out to McCausland. You're heavy again from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 still stacking up 370 around the bend to New Florissant. Northbound 170 a little bit better. Just stop and go now from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Westbound 70 heavy around Jennings Station Road again from 170 through Cypress. Southbound 270, it's stop and go still from Dorset down through Highway 40. Then we've got slow pockets all the way around through Tesson Ferry. And on westbound 364, we're still, let's say we're going to be running slow from Highway 270 up through 94. This traffic report brought to you by KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken's $5 fill-up. Have a chicken dinner for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and fill up. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. The offer includes three tenders, side, biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Newsmax.com, a news media organization, has just published a list of the 50 most influential talk radio shows in America. And it's no surprise that KTRS is well represented by John Carney at number 30 and McGraw-Milhaven at number 39.
And that's pretty cool when you consider how many thousands of radio stations Newsmax had to pick from.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now, more than ever, depend on it.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
All new on Fox 2 News at 6.
Sure, you've seen lots of video of crimes caught on tape, but you probably haven't seen one like this.
Gloomy, damp, and humid across the St. Louis area. And remember, I'm just the messenger. There is a lot more rain on the way.
Plus, we're on the flood watch tonight in Branson.
And we have video police want you to see to help catch a 7-Eleven robber. Local coverage you can count on starts right now.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington, in for Sandy Miller.
First on Fox, you've probably never seen a crime caught on video like this one. Bumbling thieves are seriously challenged when they try to steal a car in Maplewood.
It's a Fox 2 exclusive. Rocky Madden is live at police headquarters with the latest.